evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 9/19, 2019. It is a live Thursday night show. And I will tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, is that 15 years ago plus now, Brother Steve Quayle had me on as a guest, and we first took up where we thought the world was going to go. And we discussed Ezekiel 38, 39, and then he said, Hawk, take me around the world and see what you say is going to happen based on what you're thinking. And by George, Steve Quayle is on the line with us right now. And, Steve, we've come back around, and after your Branson conference, I think you have roiled the serpents and the scorpions out there.
Well, Hawk, it's good to be with you, and thank you so much. And, you know, we had a phenomenal response at Branson answering the alien question. Great speakers, great turnout, and people wanted more, and I wish we could have more time. I learned something for next year. If there is a next year, we'll have fewer speakers and more time with each speaker. There were some amazing revelations, but here's the deal, Hawk. You know, you and I have been talking about this in the world that we were involved in from 2005 through, 2009 or 10. We were trying to give people information that they're now seeing the headlines then. Obviously, the scorpions and serpents that walked on two legs then were at least as numerous as the ones are now. And I want to share something, because prior to Branson, the year 2018, after Branson, September 2018, I made this statement that the ramping up of alien disclosure would pretty much come off the charts. And L.A. Marzulli talks about the second rung on the ladder. Well, he takes the future view, which is correct. I take the ancient history view that they've been here all along. And the reason that they're going to, you know, allow these revelations to come out, come on, you know, the Navy had to release those images on purpose. But that's you and I would both talk about that as being on a scale of 1 to 100. That's a 1 revelation. And what we were trying to give people, Hawk, in those days was about a 95. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that back then, people were more familiar with the alien question than they are today. It's like we've gone through an entire another generation, Steve, that has been dumbed down on it, you know.
Well, here's the deal. You're correct, and Hawk, it's getting dumber and dumber because, again, in order to, you know, now we've got Gullible's Travels. Gullible's Travels, that's another Quayleism, is the young people that have no concept of history, no concept of borders, language, culture, living on the largesse of their parents, living off of yesterday's income, today's consumption, no idea what the future holds, except this. Empty promises, a virtual world, and somehow they all think that there's a reset button on death. There isn't, unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to come to a story tonight. I think it's pretty important. And this one is by, it's on the front of Drudge. Incoming mystery object approaching us from interstellar space could be alien spacecraft, top scientist admits. Now, this scientist is not a dummy, okay? Dr. Seth Shostak, S-H-O-S-T-A-K. But here's what's blowing my mind, Hawk. I just saw the orbital projections and the trajectory and the interceptions of, for instance, Mars's orbit and Jupiter's orbit. This thing literally transects the area where the former planet called Rahab or Astra, the reported seat of Lucifer, was, that God cataclysmically destroyed. There's a thing, basically, in Bode's Law that says there should be a planet there, and what is the asteroid belt was a destroyed planet. But here's the deal. This interstellar thing, what's the chance of it coming into that orbit, especially on Mars, unless it's returning to its old haunt, okay, or it's returning to, how should I say this, it's easy to mask yourself in an asteroid. And here's the deal. Do you remember when you and I were both told by the MMVs about Phobos being an artificial satellite, almost a battle station? Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. So what I find interesting, ladies and gentlemen, and if you look at this, it's posted on stevequayle.com. It's my top story. the intersection or dissection or transection, whatever the correct word is, between Mars's orbit and Jupiter's orbit takes it right through the hypothecated location of the planet Astra or Rahab. Rahab means whore. Rahab was a whore, but that's what the ancients knew that planet as, and Astra. So what I'm trying to do, and I just saw this about 10 minutes ago before going on your show with you, and I thought, wow, what a cool thing for tonight. Because in Branson, I think it was 2018, maybe 2017, the first one, I showed all the Mars stuff going on, and really, we are absolutely going to see revelations about Mars, and so people need to know this. Prior to me speaking at Branson, I was contacted by a very amazing scientist. I call him Doc. Multiple death threats on his life, actually two attempts that I know of, and he said, oh, that's nothing, Steve. You should see the last 10 I've had to deal with. The man is a blessing, loves the Lord Jesus, but he's also incredibly bright. And the thing that's important to no, and Hawk, I'll send you the PowerPoint so you can just talk about it, but people need to order this DVD set. And look, I'm not just making a pitch for it, but there's not this information anyplace else. I mean, these people are all talking about, you know, ancient craft, which is good, and contemporary reverse engineered stuff, and George Knapp spoke about Skinwalker's Ranch, but I mean, I put out today on my Q-Files TV, it's a subscription service, you go to my website, I put out the whole operational manual, and I'll send it to you after the show, of how Stargates work. Now, I couldn't know this stuff unless someone who knows them knows all the different power requirements. Obviously, it takes more power to send somebody to Mars, and you and I both know about jump rooms. We were talking about that 15 years ago. You and I both know people who were to Mars, with the late Greg Evenson talking days before he passed on. I talked
Somebody else that we both know, just to let people know, he was there and he went in a jump kind of a scenario, and he was walking up steps from underneath the pyramid inside of it on Sedona, and the guy walking ahead of him in a spacesuit was a young Barack Hussein Obama.
Well, a lot of people would think that Obama's been out there, but maybe they don't realize how far out there. Here's something that people have got to understand. The man we're talking about that was on Mars was handpicked by Dr. Teller, probably one of the brightest men Hawk and I have ever met. Now, we're not talking, you guys, about egos here. We're talking about people that were identified for their God-given talents. And also, it's a fair statement, is it not, Hawk, that everybody we have known, including Greg Evenson, the gentleman we're referencing right now, what the doctors told us, MMVs, what my doctors told us, the mind erasure as seen in Men in Black, it's not necessarily like that. But what has happened, these guys who love the Lord are having their memories and their minds restored, aren't they?
They're being restored, and we're being restored, like on Greg as well. And it's just...
Yes.
It's a miracle in a sense, because they are the people that have been there and done all of it. The MMV are still out there, yet they were under duress and had to go off planet, some of them, you know?
Right. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are new, going, what in the world are those two guys talking about? MMV is a term we coined for the mighty men and women of valor. And Hawk and I were both exposed to some pretty amazing people. They came to our aid multiple times and saved our lives. And the thing is that you know, I know they're skeptics and scoffers, but you know what I'm saying? Their eternal destination awaits them if they don't repent and come to Jesus. I'm not talking about Christians that don't have a hard time, but I'm talking about skeptics. But Hawk, let me tell you this. Gary Cole, here's an interesting story. Gary Cole was to have had our Chuck Missler DVD done and shipping out September 1st. Two weeks prior to that, he started getting kind of super sick. I mean super sick. One day, I think like on the 30th, sometime one of the days right before the 1st, his computer gets hit with a directed lightning thing that burns out his power supply. It was a brand new computer, ladies and gentlemen, brand new. And the thing that's interesting, from there his health went down, and then 1 week prior to him going to speak twice, he was visited is on a Monday, I think, and on a Friday, by the three-letter boys, and they basically scared the hell out of him, threatened him, you know, his life.
They came to his home. Yeah, make sure you're clear on that.
They did.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, forgive me. Forgive me. One time, but the other time was in a restaurant, okay?
Literally in a
pancake restaurant or something, and he was the only one sitting there. And just to make it clear, I mean, they made it so known that what he was going to talk about is absolutely classified, and even Dr. Santilli, the originator of the technology, and by the way, mainstream science is so jealous of that man's brilliance, they call him fringe science, just like you and I are on the fringe. Well,
tell
I gotta
the
tell
technology
you something.
You're talking about, the name of the telescope, Steve.
Yeah, the name of the telescope is an ISODUAL, I-S-O-D-U-L, D-U-A-L, can't spell tonight, telescope. It's very similar to the Lucifer device on Mount Graham, that the Lucifer device that's on Mount Graham that searches the heavens. They can search
Which
in the non-visible light.
Which was put there by the Catholic Church, right?
You got it, by the Catholic Church. And here's the deal. The ISODUAL telescope absolutely allows you to see in the spirit world, in the principalities, power, spiritual wickedness. And it also, I guess, is this is where it has national security implications, because it also has some, let's say this, compromising ability on stealth technology and also cloaking technology. They're two different things, okay?
Yep.
So FYI, for all the boys listening in that usually tear you off the tear me off the thing, none of that will be discussed. None of that is in the DVD. So please lay off Gary. Just lay off him. Because, again, in you know, Hawk, this is something I don't think people understand. The whole control of the narrative is a primary force driving these entities, we'll call them, to keep everything secret. So in the cloaking of darkness, pun intended on that word, they can give whatever narrative to the world, to the people on the world, that they want. And so by keeping the technology under wraps, especially zero-point energy, all of the advanced hyperdimensional physics, all those words are real. But they will not release them. As Ben Rich, the former head of Skunk Works, said, who is called Mr. Stealth Technology, it would take an act of God, literally, to release that technology to the benefit of mankind. And the corollary of that is it's all kept under wraps to destroy mankind at the correct time. So tonight, as we're talking about this, I just encourage everybody to go Gen6, GENSIX.com, and order the video on demand, and some of these things are amazing. Mike Adams did a fabulous job. George Knapp on Skinwalker Ranch. If you don't think that's bizarre, that was probably the most bizarre thing.
Was incredible, Steve. The PowerPoint slides that you had that I had never seen on. You had the artist rendering of what actually was on Mars. I told you the other day that you need to make that just even by itself a poster, because it's so revolutionary what it shows, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, I may take your advice, but what was more revolutionary than anything in that whole presentation, Hawk, that I was giving was the tie between the astroglyphs, which are my terminology for the fallen angel language that has existed before the flood of Noah and after
on the stone
flood
objects,
of Noah.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, it's on the Aztec objects, that, and even some of the carbon-14 dates go back 7,000 years. Now, the 7,000 years part is the aliens. Obviously, the intermingling with aliens and Aztecs is 500 years ago. So what I'm trying to say in all this is this, that I've known for years and years and years that there is a corollary between the Martian, some of the Martian actual glyphs on the surface of Mars, and they're caricatures, they're like Chinese symbols. The astroglyphs are a symbolic language. They're not like deciphered by syllables, consonants, and vowels.
They're an ideogram, right?
Yes. Yeah. And what was interesting is Doc, my friend, the scientist, he went to work on it, and I said to him, look, it's got to have something to do with the planets, and it has to have something to do with constellations, and he took it from there. So at this point, I think out of 15,000 definable and noted characters, he's up to about 25% interpretation. What it is, It's the location in the different universes, different, you know, out of our solar system of stargates. It's the operational. And these things are amazing because they always have a, you know, almost like a GPS homing device. It's not that, of course. I'm just making that up, but trying to make allow people to understand it, that can bring you back to the spot you left. So there's difference between stargates and portals. You know, and the way you navigate in them, the way you communicate through them, this is amazing. Now, the people that put out Stargate SG-1, the original movie, they knew a lot about this stuff, okay?
Yes.
So, as I've said before, there's none of the science fiction movies that get placed on TV or even on the big screen that don't clear the CIA and their sensors. And so, ladies and gentlemen, whether you like it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not, and subconsciously you can't escape it, all this stuff has been programmed so that when the triggers are given, and if we all are under and have been conditioned to accept this stuff with their narrative outside of the mind of Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, the whole world's going to go after the whole alien, what would you call it, facade that they created us. And so, Hawk, even
and
tonight
then also
on your show,
they're going to come, brother, I think it's also at the time where we're about ready for the Gog-Magog war to go nuclear here, TACNUKE, okay, with Iran and with all of the stuff going on in Saudi Arabia, and then, of course, Ezekiel 38:39, where you'll also have, as you said, Gomer, which is part Germany, part France, and Turkey, and all the different ones. And then the eagle gets taken out, which they're also talking about with the FEMA, right? So the timing of all this is at a wartime, the Space Brothers with Lucifer are going to come down, pose as the Savior, as the Messiah, and become the peacemaker that the Bible talks about.
And that's pretty much it, because again, the Antichrist, remember, he's the prince and power of the air, Antichrist in place of Jesus Christ. And by the way, Hawk, you know, I would really urge people to subscribe to my QFiles.tv. The reason I had to go that way is on a private platform, because, you know, I've been, since the days we started out together on shortwave radio, and then you took over my show for me, I was the most harassed individual in the history of radio broadcasting, even to the point of being told after the fact that somebody in the intelligence agency put their employee into one of the biggest shortwave radio stations in the world to detune me, to cut the amplifiers down.
I used to hear him do it when I listened.
And Hawk, remember, we had guys that were like radio engineers that went outside and they were taking the power off the antenna and going,
right.
Wow. And then you've had the blessing of experiencing that in your own, your own radio show. They always let themselves be known when they take you down. When they take you down, they're stopping. So, ladies and gentlemen, the number one reason why Christian persecution is accelerating worldwide and accelerating in the United States. And I'll tell you what, nothing makes me more furious and fighting mad, and I'm calling all the Christians to imprecatory prayer, than the silence on the slaughter of the young ones, our little brothers and sisters in Jesus that don't even have a chance at life, the baby butchers, and all of the shenanigans to bring back all the forces of hell. Now, we can't stop prophecy, and I want to make it clear, that's not what I'm talking about. But we can move the hand of God to move against the enemies. And right now, Hawk, even as little as a week ago, or I don't know how to say that correctly, maybe as early as a week ago, I got a report from the Arches area of Utah, where for 30 minutes, all the arches, and they're a sandstone arch. You can go look at my website and see one, for instance. By the way, the one I posted today, I took that 15 years ago, but it's kind of like an up-angle shot, and it literally looks like either a reptilian or an alien eye. You tell me, ladies and gentlemen. The thing is, but that area of Utah, Arches, southern Utah, basically
that's
had
the delicate
multiple
arch, Steve,
gate
I believe.
Opens. Say that again?
The delicate arch?
Yep. No, Delicate Arch is the big one.
Yeah,
that's the one that, I had an aerial picture of yesterday. But the thing is that Southern Utah seems to be really interesting. Now, today, Hawk, I'll share something. I've never said this before. I think it's important. I'm on my show, whatever, Q-Files.tv. It's called Q-Files 2.0 because that was the name of my old program. The thing that's interesting is that I said on the show, I said, this is weird, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one area of the country, the United States, where all four corners of different states make contact. And what's fascinating about that is that most people don't know that that's the only place in the United States where that happens. It's called the Four Corners area. It's Utah, obviously Arizona, Colorado, and New Mexico. I think I may be off on my countries or my states right now.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and so then what I said, I just blurted it out. I said, you know, I've never looked at it this way, but in Ezekiel it talks about the bones. Shall these bones live? And it, you know, it's and I know it's talking. People classically claim it's the reanimation and the bringing back of the true Israelis to the promised land. Okay, the Jews returning to their homeland, and that's a classic interpretation. But I said, what if? And I said, come from the four winds, O Spirit of God, and breathe upon these bones, that these bones might live. You know, the bones of the giants are the most hidden, secretive, secreted away, hidden away, archaeological things in the world. What happens if that has a dual meaning? Four winds, east,
so
west, or north,
and,
south,
that
east, and west?
That queen that you had a guy that you knew
you
discovered
it.
Come back alive,
yep.
Right?
Yep, yep. And so the thing that's interesting to me is in Isaiah 13:3 in the Septuagint, it says, giants are coming, behold, I send them to fulfill my wrath. Now, it doesn't say that in the King James exactly, but, you know, in the original language, that's what it means. And the original language in that passage is Hebrew, obviously the Old Testament. So what is critical about this days of Noah? I always get the people saying, well, it's more than just giants, the days of Noah. I said, yeah, violence and perversion filled the land. Does it not sound like basically Chicago, violence and Hollywood?
Or, yeah, the LGBTQ5479XYZ days, you know? Yeah.
You got it. And so the thing that's important that people understand is back to what I said. The reason they've got to kill Christians is because the Bible, Jesus said the whole world lies in the evil one. The whole world. They can't have any confrontation to their narrative. And that's why, Hawk, if we don't start praying in precatory prayer, Lord, take them out. Take them out that hate Jesus. Lord, stop the slaughter of the innocents. Lord, open hell before them so they can have one last chance to repent. You know, imprecatory prayer is incredibly important. And, Hawk, I said this, I don't know, the first time, I guess maybe last week or so, but I believe the Lord said this, Steve, tell my people if they will start praying against the enemy in imprecatory prayer, they'll quit being sidetracked and they'll quit fighting amongst themselves. In other words, the devil has got the people of God fighting amongst themselves and not fighting the evil. As a result, Jesus is the most forbidden name in 90% of the pulpits across America.
There's power in the blood of Jesus, and that is what Lucifer and all of his minions and queer scumbags and demon rats and everybody is scared about, because he can send them where they need to go.
Well, and again, I think it's really important that people understand something. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not known for tact, so let me make it blunt. These demonic, absolute hellions from a bubbling brew of hellish stew are coming to end your life and kill everyone, too. And so
that's
I
right.
want people to understand that. We're pleading for your lives. We're pleading for you. Lord, don't let your people be destroyed. Lord, intervene. And yet, you know, Hawk, I mean, so many people don't even care about their own life. And I'm saying that if they'll take up imprecatory prayer, you can look it up. It's on my website.
It's like the Psalms, people. It's like what David used to do. Yes. Yep.
And so, you know, here's what, let me read you one title, you know, of a story I put up, and I think this says it all. I'll tell you what they say for their title, and I'll tell you what I said. Okay, the capital of California is collapsing into chaos, feces, drug addiction, and homelessness, and it's all run by Democrats, of course. And I said, maybe the demon rat should be called Democrats concerning all fecal matters.
I saw a study last night where they took one walk somewhere, I think it was San Francisco, and within a half a mile they found 350 piles of poop and 10,000 needles in one half a mile walk, you know?
Yep. You know, I guess, you know, it's shoot up and then shoot up and defecate. Hey, Hawk, do you remember years ago, because you remember my shows better than I do, and that's actually a compliment, but you remember when I said the day would come when the cities, we would drown in our own defecant?
Yes. You said that. And you also said that there would be a come a time when no man would be able to work, you know? And that's getting ready to come.
I'm just quoting Jesus. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to make this clear tonight. This isn't, how do I say this? This isn't a position that you just maybe decide to take or not. It matters to your children. It matters to your heritage, your grandchildren. You know, I mean, it matters. Life matters. And there are people that have seen the visions and the horror that's coming to the shores of America. And just, you know, if you don't understand that, even take a look at the United Nothings in Africa. I mean, they were guilty of cannibalism, roasting children over fires. You can look those stories up. The United Nations is composed of army.
Yep, they were Belgian. I remember when the Belgians, United Nations Belgian troops, people were literally had a hold of of a young black man in Africa, and they were roasting him over a fire.
Yep. And then the rape of the young girls and stuff. See, Hawk, can I ask you a question? And, you know, look, we've known each other for a long time. We've both been on talk radio, and thank you very much for giving me a break for the decade and a half. And I don't intend to reestablish that. I'm just doing videos, three a week, and that's what you go on QFiles.tv and sign up for. It's $9.95 a month. And ladies and gentlemen, the history of the United Nations is one of the most corrupt, disgusting, foul, fighting forces in the world, standing back even at times when they could have made a difference, watching whole villages of Christians slaughtered, whole groups of people mutilated. And Hawk, before the Lord, in whom you and I will both stand and give account, I am absolutely furious. You know, people say, well, what have you done? I had some smart donkey, how's that for tact, tell me, what have you done, blah, 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 blah. Well, number one, you wouldn't believe if I told you. Number two, I'm not going to defend myself, but I will tell you this. You know, Hawk, that we got to be, how should we say, front row seat views to some of the most amazing and astonishing stuff in the world and out of this world, off planet. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, and we were told about it. We were also offered a chance to go off planet. We only had one ticket each, however, and so neither one of us could take our families to go, so we did not go.
Right.
Greg Evenson was offered a shot.
For the record, ladies and gentlemen, Hawk, myself, and I think two or three other people were given our e-tickets off the planet, okay? I was even offered, not that you weren't offered the same thing, but I remember being offered basically, do you want to go through a gate? And I said, yep. I just want to make sure I can get back, you know? And then there became a war in the different factions between the Majestic people and the Magi being the good guys, the Majestic or the Magicians being the bad guy. And by the way, there was just an article by Preston James where he's talking about that going on right now. It's a fabulous article, you know? A fabulous article. And so the point is that all of this is coming to the forefront. And I don't like the word disclosure. I like the word the unmasking of the hidden agenda and the hidden rulers of this present darkness. I maintain, and you and I both know what happened when a certain individual heard me on Coast to Coast talking, and then, and our general friend was there, he went crazy and literally, you know, took out two of his own bodyguards when I suggested, what happens if all the world's leaders have been replaced with clones under the control of Lucifer? You remember
that
the story?
That was Boutros, Boutros Ghali, people, and he was at Davos, Switzerland, and we had an insight into his security and whereabouts at the time, and he was listening to, I think, either me or you on air that night in the Davos thing on a little earbud, and he got ticked off and jumped up, and we were told, people, that he went immediately with his guards to a meeting room and ordered them to come and kill us, okay? Ordered somebody to come and kill and to hunt the birds. Remember that, Steve? Hunt the birds,
yep.
Remember? And yep. We're still here so, by the grace of the Lord Jesus, okay?
Right, and I don't know where he's at now, but here's the deal. The ladies and gentlemen, God's promise, and God's promise is carried into Hawk's life and carried into my life. If you will warn my people of what's coming, I, meaning the Lord, will bring the people to you that know. And ladies and gentlemen, God's been faithful to do that. All of the Stargate information that I gave out on how they work and how they run and all the information on the language, I could never, and I tried, by the way, I tried to put out a thing and up there was nobody up to the task of deciphering the Martian glyphs, and they weren't just, quote, Morse code. They were actually glyphs. The Bolivian glyphs cut into the ground. The quipu, that's the colored strings that nobody seems to be able to decipher. Then you take into all the astroglyphs found on very interesting objects and items. And ladies and gentlemen, it's interesting that even the specific blue stones of the Tigris and Euphrates were told to us by our contacts in that world. And I presented at Branson what the stargates look like. They're like almost, if you will, a circus ring with three equidistant arches that don't join at the top, but they're kind of like they look like reverse hockey sticks, three of them, equidistant. And then basically the blue stones are what gives it power. And not only the power, and I'm not talking about anything funky, I'm talking about genuine power, and I don't know what the blue stones are made of, but each mineral and each stone that the ancient shamans and the ancient witch doctors and stuff that could open up the portals, they usually had a stone, and the stone had a specific glyph on it. Inherent in the stone and the glyph was a resonant energy that triggered the gates. Now, obviously, you've heard of Bigfoot, and you and I were both told, Hawk, that Bigfoot is Species 7. By the deep black, the background of it. So most people have heard the screech of Bigfoot who have ever encountered them, and then they all of a sudden disappear. Well, that's right. How they open the gates, ladies and gentlemen. It's frequency, and it's a power source. So, you know, here's what we're trying to tell everybody. There's nothing to be afraid of. The Apostle Paul said, don't be afraid of this stuff, for the blood of Jesus and the power of God is greater than all the stuff that's coming against us. But, Hawk, I don't know. Look, when David went up against Goliath, okay, when David fought Goliath, he had first taken on the lion and the bear. He took on the lion and the bear because no one was going to kill the sheep. Now everybody's going out to join with the lion and the bear. They can't wait to eat mutton. And I'm talking about religious figures. I asked, and I'm not going to tell you names, I asked, who's going to be at this conflagration, the 31st of October? Evidently, there's a big time, as you would say, Hawk, this is your word, Lucy get-together. But there are three of them coming up, and one of them is on the 23rd of September. What is that, 4 days away?
After the equinox,
and on the
right,
23rd. And the 23rd is a date that, listen, I made a statement. I have to apologize to everybody. I wouldn't put up prophecies that have a specific date. There's a gentleman who claims the Lord told him, and, you know, others have said the 23rd. Well, what's interesting to me about the 23rd, that's supposed to be when, to quote Hawk, the Lucys get together to open the gates. What happens when the gates of hell are opened, Hawk? Well, I got to tell you something. It's not going to be fun and games. It will so irrevocably change the face of the earth. It will so irrevocably change even what we know as reality. Everybody's normalcy bias will either give way to shock reality, or simply men's hearts will fail them men's hearts shall fail them for fear for looking after those things coming up on the earth.
Steve, take some time and give us the price, and I'd like to see people order the DVDs, because I'm going to tell you, there's going to come a time here pretty quick where the internet's all gone. The DVDs will still be there to teach your children and your grandchildren about the truth, about the aliens. If you can get these, tell them where to get them and how much they are, Steve.
Sure. They can go on the Gen 6 website. GENSIX website, and the bottom line is that you can go,
right?
Yes, GENSIX.com, and you'll see, obviously the conference is over, but you can basically go to ordering and order the video on demand, which means you can see everything, you know, on your computer, and everything there is to order online. Also, you can basically just go to, let's see where it is right now, just hit the shopping cart, and you'll see, you know, $99 for video on demand, and we're offering a, you know, the pre-order price of $99 for the 7-DVD set. And
DVDs.
It's pretty neat. I'll tell you what, it's really
neat. I recommend
neat.
That DVD set, people. I would tell you, get both if you want to see it quick, but I'm going to tell you, get something that you can keep and you can keep in your Faraday box and that you can teach people and children that are to be yet not even born, your grandkids, what this stuff is about, because you're going to be involved intimately fighting these things to survive and to hold until Lord Jesus comes back.
Right, and
it's
I think that everybody is losing. Yeah, if everybody's losing track of this, what I would call, this is the prime warning from the Lord himself. He said that it's going to be such a time that has never been nor will be again. And except the days be shortened for the elect's sake. The elect are those that Jesus Christ has died for and has been resurrected that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That's the elect's sake, those who are chosen by God as they respond free willingly to God's offer of salvation through Jesus. He said, if the days weren't shortened, there'd be no flesh left alive. Ladies and gentlemen, when I wrote the book, Terminated, The End of Man is Here, and Xenogenesis, quoting the guys that are, you know, a CIA dying a man's confession, and that's the Xenogenesis, is spelled X-E-N-O-G-E-N-E-S-I-S, chapter 13, interesting, I didn't see the chapters, I didn't lay them out in that order, but they came out that way, and what was interesting is that, and very telling, was the deathbed confession of a very high-ranking Central Intelligence Agency, and he was not just an agent. He was basically like up there second in command. He called a friend of mine, Will, to his bedside, and they talked, and, you know, Will took copious notes, and even his kids, after they heard one of the broadcasts where I was honoring a man, I don't know his name, I don't ask, Hawk, you know that. I don't, you know, all these people say, well, I want to know his name. No, to the doubter, all the evidence in the world will not be enough. And
it doesn't work that way anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way anyway. And so, you know, Xenogenesis then terminated. The end of man is here, not near, you know. I remember the old joke, the cartoons, where it's got some guy in a robe walking around and going, the end is here. Or the end is near. I'm sorry, it was the end is near. Now the end is here. It's now. Because it's hard for people to understand when an event is set in motion. I'll give you a good example. We're all eating yesterday's harvest. If we're eating anything out of a can, that was canned however long ago. It was farmed however long ago. If it's animal product, it was raised however long ago. And that the outcome and the outlook for this coming year is dire. And a good example, what, in 1815, Mount Tambora went off in the Indonesian archipelago, the biggest recorded volcano in history, followed by 1883, Krakatoa. And the ash plume rose into the upper atmosphere, which, by the way, it stays there for about 4 years, and literally caused the ensuing summer to not exist. It was responsible for famine across the world, and now we've got a situation where I would call we have a triad, and I'm using that word on purpose, of you've got volcanoes going off, all the major volcanoes of the world emitting voluminous amounts of ash, and I'll go cubic billions and billions of tons of ash in the upper atmosphere. Then you've got the moron spraying day and night, death spray from above. Then you've got the idiots that have absolutely tried to reflect the sun's solar light because of global warming. That's the biggest hoax
ever.
Yeah,
Bill Gates is going to hire Harvard to do it. Right, yeah.
Yeah, Harvard to do it. To hire Harvard to tell the truth, it'd be like the devil to go to confessional and say, I've been wrong all these eons, you know. It ain't going
to
happen.
Oh, but you're supposed to confess your climate sins now, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you what. If they talk, and I saw that. I put it up, Hawk, and they have to confess them to the plants. I'll tell you one thing. The plants are smarter than the people confessing their climate sins because the plants even know how to praise the Lord.
Yes, they do.
All creation, Hawk. Here's the Bible verse for that.
Stemmed from him. Yes.
Yep. Oh, Jesus said, if the people didn't cry out, Hosanna, the rocks would cry out. And ladies and gentlemen, until you understand the combination between matter and energy and antimatter and the whole way God created it, when the scripture says, all creation travails for the manifestation of the sons of God. I'll put it into our terminology. Oh, God, let Jesus come back so all creation doesn't have to suffer as it has, because all creation has been subject to the sin of mankind, but also the interference and intervention of the devil and his fallen angels and all their attendant evil creatures. So, you know, again, this kind of stuff, you know, people give you and I a hard time when we talk about this, but yet they'll go and submit to some of the most horrific, mind-altering horror movies to be scared. They don't understand that the demons feast on that which is put into the blood through terror. And that's why they... Look, I can't even talk it. I'll start crying. I'm serious. That's...
I know. You know, I'll tell you what, Steve. That's the key, is that the thing that people don't get is that for all these years, we've been seeing what's coming and now is here. And then the thing that overwhelms me at times is the number of billions of people who are going to die on this planet. Not having taken the best deal in town, which is to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior, where you can have everlasting life with him in heaven. Okay? That's the best deal in the world.
Best deal in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this thing is accelerating. I don't even know if that word is even valid anymore. I think it's gone hypersonic, you know, because the situation that's happening, Hawk, in Cascadia, and the situation that's happening out in the South Pacific with rifts opening up, you know, we all heard the stories of the Russians drilling their hole and hearing the sounds of hell. Well, I'm telling you this, there are reports coming in from naval vessels, submarines, you know, and people are breaking loose with the information, because that's a scary thing. If you've got a depth right now in a certain trench of 39,000 feet and 40,000 feet is crustal breach, yet they're seeing plasma balls forming and staying in a plasma state for almost 2 minutes at a time. But the thing that's interesting, they have to ascend because their hydrophones are picking up scream. So let me share this. This is something, the abyss is a prison for a specific group of demons. Not the fallen angels that are bound in everlasting chains of darkness. That's 200 of them, and there's countless angels. So a very small part of the bound angels are in Tartarus. But the point is that if these entities, which have been confined to hell and have been in untold and unimaginable agony, are combining their, if you will, their screams, I'm asking, this is the question I asked of the Lord, at what point does the plasma field open and their screams act as an activator? Now, most people probably wouldn't ask that question, but that's what I'm asking the Lord right now.
There you go back to the frequency again, Steve. Yes.
There you go. And I remind
you. And you remember
everybody,
how you used to talk about how the giants had a different way of breathing and making a sound out of their mouth and nose at the same time?
Yes. They had a, if you will, and people who have heard it, and Al Doctari and the MMV, it's so unearthly. And basically, they could, by changing the frequency and pitch of their nasal pharyngeal passages, don't ask me how they do it, I don't know that, but they could literally change the form of matter, and, you know, they can change, forgive me, they can alter the form of matter by that, because frequency, look, let's face it, everything's atoms, okay? And, you know, I can't resist. In the woman's world, they wish it was all Eve's. It would be easier in their world. No, Adam and Eve, they sin, okay? They both sin. And comes sin into the world. But the point is that when we're dealing with everything that we're talking about in creation, remember this, God spoke every single one of his creative miracles. He spoke it. He didn't think it. He said, let there be light. Sound precedes visible manifestation in the material realm. Isn't that Jesus said? Jesus said, by your words ye shall be justified, by your words ye shall be condemned. We've never figured it out, or God hasn't given the revelation that you say unto that mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea.
And it'll move,
could you
yes.
Do that? Yeah, so here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. This is now where black physics meets black-hearted individuals, meets the Prince of Darkness, meets the shadow lackeys, meets the coming, if you will, full-scale hell on earth, and the churches should be preaching to you what I'm preaching to you, what Hawk is preaching to you. What can wash away your sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and we love not our life unto death. Well, unfortunately,
right. And if you do the imprecatory prayer, and if you then put
yes.
on the full armor of God, and then put on your own body armor, and do not give up your firearms, do not give up your machetes, your knives, your katana swords, and whatever comes down the block, people, whether it's 35 feet tall, or a dark wraith demon from hell, or Lucy himself, then stand your ground and know that Lord Jesus is with you and stand against it.
Well, Hawk, your prime directive from the time you got on full-time talk radio is to make war. Tell people what your
strike blows against
was.
The enemies of Lord Jesus. Strike blows anywhere. People say, well, Hawk, you said one time you kind of could see in dimensions. Yes, I don't care where you're at. The Lord will show you how to combat what is coming against you. If you are with Jesus and he's with you, then that's all you got to know, and you take up whatever it is to hand. Here's Psalm 144. This is an imprecatory prayer. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. And I choose to fight on behalf of Lord Jesus against those who hate him and wish to counterfeit his miracle and his messiahship, Steve. And then secondarily,
well,
I want to tell
again,
people how to prepare, you know?
Yeah, and again, Hawk, that's it. We're in a battle, and everybody thinks it's, you know, cruising, you know, I can't get these words out. It's more than Jesus on the mainland, tell him what you want. Jesus is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. He came the first time as the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Next time he's coming back as the King of Glory, and he's coming back
with
to
a
make
sword.
War. Yeah, with a sword. And trust me, ladies and gentlemen, he doesn't, how do I say this? He doesn't have an issue where people standing against evil for him. He has an issue with people who are lukewarm. He's going to spew them out of your mouth. I don't know. I'm not a preacher. I never said I am. I'm not a minister. But what I am is an exhorter. When Jesus and when God the Father says in the Bible that who will rise up for me and take against the workers of iniquity, you know what? At that point, everybody ducks. And I tell people who duck in their calling end up dead ducks.
That's another quailism. I should have done the dictionary.
Well, here's
years
the
ago.
Deal. Most people won't remember anything, but they'll remember that. Okay. And
yep,
you know,
I know.
And my statement is, don't be a dumb cluck with a C-L-U-C-K and end up a dead duck, okay? And you
Absolutely.
Said something at the beginning of this thing. God has always compared his people, you know, like the eagle. And unfortunately, even in the prophetic scriptures of Dimitri Dudeman, you know, all of the prophetic images are of the black words, black birds, and it has nothing to do with the racial statement. It has everything to do with the darkness and the countenance of the fallen prince of darkness to tear down the eagle, you know? I remember a song, Rise and Soar into the Sunlight Skies, using both your prayers as, using both your wings of prayer and praise. And the idea is simply this. The eagle soars above it all. He gains his strength from literally looking into the sun. In my case, in your case, we're talking about the sun, S-O-N, not just the S-U-N. And what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is that the psalm that Hawk just quoted. War is coming to you. You don't have to take it or worry about, you know, well, if I just stay in my lazy, dumb donkey chair, okay, and I sit and watch whatever is left of, what would it be? It won't be Christian TV, but it'll be Universal Brotherhood of Satan, and somehow I'll just pretend that I go along with them. You can't pretend. Hawk, right now, the statement has been made that in October, everybody goes to the world classified number. It's no longer Dun and Bradstreet. It'll be a world identifier. You saw that story.
They're calling
That's
it Real ID,
up.
Are they not?
Yes.
Real
and
ID.
And the thing is that, oh yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, what it is, it's the global tightening, clamping social credit score. You know, Hawk, how many times have we warned? And look, this isn't about us telling you what to do. This is telling you it or what's coming. It's here. You already have a social credit score. You have all of your credit scores in the financial realm. All of your medical records are known. Those of you who have been gene-typed and those of you who don't know that you've been gene-typed. Mm-hmm. Babies have had their natal blood taken out to hospitals. Everybody. And it's beyond Zager
Smallpox
and Evanston.
Smallpox vaccinations, all that stuff. It's all... That was a project. And then I remember a Marine Corps gunnery sergeant. He was a tough young black man. He had a chicken shit white captain that we got rid of him, and we had a set to talk in the Hilton after that. He told me why he was really there during the Atlanta Olympics when I traveled on the road back in those days. And he said, man, he says, we got stuff. I'm watching cameras. He said, I've got stuff that I can look down and tell you how many pieces of small metallic objects are in boxes in your basement, okay? I can tell you how much money you got in your wallet, how much money you got in your home. I can tell your heartbeat. I can tell your, you know, your blood type.
Yep.
I can read your veins from outer space that are unique identifiers, you know? People, this is...
Yep.
But why stay on Facebook and all these boards, Steve? You said get off the boards and get on your knees years ago, you know.
I said get off of Facebook and get on your faces before God. And people said, who do you think you are to tell us to get off Facebook? Well, now, Hawk, I believe that word was truly, I'm not a prophet, but I believe it's prophetic. I said it will turn into Faces of Death book. And ladies and gentlemen, every facial recognition feature and ongoing, you know, you trim your hair, all that stuff is being sent into a database in real time. And the computing power, you know, don't kid yourself. Whatever they admit they have, it's way beyond that. It's way beyond that. It's like not 100 years in the future. It's 10,000 years in the past. Because advanced technology, advanced weaponry, advanced spacecraft are what the things that the ultra black ops are looking for. And they fight each other in the background and nobody ever hears about it. Unless we're allowed to hear it by somebody that wants the people to know the truth. And Hawk, you know, I just want to thank you for standing up for the Lord, you know. The thing is that This is the issue, ladies and gentlemen. We, Hawk and I and others, could have been killed 100 times. The threats were real. The operations were real. People say, oh, you just make that up. Show me. Show me a police report. Are you kidding me? Do you really
These
believe
people
that
own the police.
Black...
They own the police.
Yeah. It goes beyond insanity. It goes beyond incredulity. It goes beyond actually, this is why I say, take it to the Lord in prayer. Because the context right now, this timing, the context of the days you live in, brothers and sisters, and enemies and haters of God, all of these things are going to come into your preview and into your sphere of influence to influence you. And it's going to be a scary, bloody time, yet Jesus can take you through the bloodiest of times because through his blood you've overcome. And ladies and gentlemen, it only gets worse from here, but at the worst of times it gets, and I know, listen, I'm using this form of good in the wrong context, but it only gets gooder and gooder. People say, that word doesn't exist. It does now. It has for 25 years in my vocabulary. If people
Steve,
can't
I'm gonna,
understand the...
I'm going to tell some people about what you presented also, that they need to go and either get the Vimeo, the video on demand, or order those DVDs.
DVDs.
You gave the actual names. You gave the actual names of the bases, how many people were on them in Mars and on the moon and on Ganymede. And all that's contained, people, in Steve's talk. I can't get into it right now. We don't have enough time tonight. But you need to go ahead and do something to hear what Steve and the other people presented in Branson, so that you and your children and your grandchildren know what is getting ready to come onto this planet, to come and eat your kids if they can get them, to steal your soul if they can do it. And Lord Jesus said, Steve, in your patience possess ye your souls, you see. And so why does everybody want to give away, man? I don't. I'm going to fight for mine, buddy.
Well, I got news for you. You know, you've said that, and you've been faithful to your calling, Hawk. God bless you. God bless everyone.
God bless you. Thanks for coming on. And people, that's Brother Steve Quayle. That's the man who put me on the radio, and he brought me back to Lord Jesus and made it okay for me to do it. It's okay for you to come back. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians tonight. And for all of those in the East Texas and across Houston, may the Lord abate those storms to remove the water and preserve. And Tango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPool, stay on top, Dixie, because time is coming when the